Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. Have you ever felt like you aren't really significant in this world? It's easy to become disheartened when faced with circumstances outside of our control, or when the news fills us with anxiety. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations that we aren't sure how to handle, and we wish we had someone to turn to for guidance. The great news is that we have. You are so special to God that He not only created you, He knew you before you were born, and He knows the plans He has for you. He loves you unconditionally and is always willing to help you grow in your identity in Christ. Our scripture for today is from Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16. Here is Larisse.
For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret. Intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them.
So let us remember this week that God loves us so very much. He created us in His likeness and invites us into a life of purpose and joy as we put our trust in Him. When we accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross to pay the price for our sins, the Holy Spirit of God enters our hearts and lives. We come to understand that God's love is unconditional and limitless. It's a selfless and sacrificial love that is hard to comprehend. This realization helps us to better understand our identity in Christ. God created each of us intentionally and uniquely in His image. By grounding ourselves in God's Word and seeking Him, we can understand our true value and purpose, and we can grow in our faith. So as we mature in our walk with Jesus, let us share God's immeasurable love with others. May we remain persistent in sharing the good news and inviting others to have a personal relationship with Jesus. God's love is not a secret to be kept, so let us boldly share the goodness and faithfulness of our Lord. And let us remember God knows every detail, every challenge, every hurt, and every win in our lives. In moments when we feel discouraged, we can rely on God to give us strength, courage, and resilience to overcome doubt, obstacles, and hardships. Regardless of the magnitude of our problems, we can have faith that God will guide us and lead us to victory. To do this, we must trust in God's promises, follow Jesus' example in enduring temptation and suffering, persevere in prayer, keep seeking God, remain faithful to our Lord, admit our weaknesses, repent of our sins, trust in God's faithfulness and power, worship Him through song and praise, and run our race with perseverance. By emulating Jesus and relying on the Holy Spirit, we can take one step at a time towards the finish line and become more like Him every day. And let us remember, each day of our lives is written in God's book. Even the hidden years, the seasons of waiting and growth, are sacred and significant in our spiritual journey. We live in a society that values instant results and immediate gratification. But it's important to remember that spiritual growth doesn't happen overnight. Just as a seed needs time to grow and mature before it bears fruit, our development requires patience and perseverance. We can find joy and contentment in the process, knowing that God is with us every step of the way. So may we let go of our own timelines and agendas, and our fears, worries, and despair, and trust in God's plan. He created us wonderfully and for a specific purpose. He is at work, molding and shaping us to be all He created us to be. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Father, we thank You that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank You that You orchestrated our conception. And Lord, we thank You that You deemed us worthy of laying down Your life. We know that Your value infinitely surpasses our value, and yet You gave Your very self. You treated us as if we are the pearl of great price. And out of our eternal gratitude, we live to serve you, to honor you in love.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this time together. We thank you for just opening our eyes and making us aware that you've asked us to go and to share your message with others. As a Christian, that is our responsibility. Lord, I would ask that you just have the Holy Spirit come on to each and every one of us, and just to give us that boldness to step out, to share our faith, to share who you are, and to walk somebody through that plan of salvation. Lord, we don't want to go to heaven and know that we missed an opportunity to share heaven and eternity with somebody and knowing that they might be in hell. So Lord, we ask you just to help lead us, give us that boldness. Lord, we thank you, we love you, and we adore you. And all this, and we ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's name.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you know each of us to the very core of our being. You know our temptations, our shortcomings, and our failures. Lord, that even though our salvation occurs instantly, Lord, we ask Jesus, we ask you personally to forgive our sins and become our Savior at that very moment. That beyond that, Lord, you are so patient with each of us as we endure. Oh, indeed, Lord, we give you permission to remove anything in our lives that is not of you. May each of us become more and more like Jesus with each passing day. In Jesus' precious name.
Oh, precious Father, may we remember that you are who you are when we face a crisis, that you are what we need first. We need to go to you first, that we should cry out to you with our troubles, be specific in what we are going through, even though you already know what you want us to voice it to you. Cry out your word to you, and let us praise and thank you for what only you can do and only what you are going to do. And this is all because of the death and resurrection of our Savior Jesus, and it's in his name we pray.
Lord, thank you for this reminder that you are always at work behind the scenes. You are never, ever, ever leaving us, even though we feel so uncertain, even though we feel so much anxiety, even though we don't know what's going to happen, even though we feel so powerless and overwhelmed by everything beyond our control. Thank you for reminding us that you are always at work. Lord, help us to understand that your ways are not ours. Grant us the patience, grant us the wisdom, and grant us the peace and the calmness to actually feel and live according to your rhythm, and to wait patiently, and to know that these liminal spaces are not wasted time. They are not a waste, Lord, because in them you create in us a new character, a new person, and in them our identity is formed. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.